produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and welcome to The Living Room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I am so glad you decided to join us today because this is our last broadcast for 2019. Can you believe it? It seems like this year has flown by. I mean, I remember when I was waiting for spring to come. I am one of those people who looks back in December and begins to take inventory of the year. And I can honestly say that it's been a year of major breakthroughs. I've seen God do some amazing things. But at the same time, I can say to you that it's been a challenging year for me, a year where I've had to dig deep. And as my husband often says, believe what I believe, right? So this broadcast is really an opportunity for me to share some things with you that I think will help you as you prepare to enter into the new year. And so before I get to today's topic, let me take a moment and share with you a conversation that I had with a listener this week. And this is a young man who shared with me, he said, you know, Pastor Jay, I feel like the holiday season are upon us, and I don't feel like celebrating. I don't feel that joy or that happiness inside. I miss my loved one. I miss my mom, he said. And so I'm struggling with trying to be joyful because I'm a Christian and I understand the real meaning of Christmas, but I don't feel that joy inside. And so he asked me, what could he do to change his temperament or his demeanor before the holiday season gets away? And so I'm going to share with you what I shared with him in hopes that it will help you or at least somebody that you know. There are two things that I found to be extremely helpful because I was in the same situation. I lost my mother-in-law and another loved one right around Christmas time a few years ago. And here's what got me through. The first is prayer. Now, I know you're probably saying, yeah, that's something I would expect you to say. But listen, I know that talking to God was a game changer for me. I was able to share with him the things that were, you know, bottled up on the inside, things that I had not openly shared with others, things that I felt bad about, rehearsing things that went on in some of the relationships with those that are no longer here. And I needed to get that stuff off my chest. So prayer was talking to God about those things. What I found out was as I began to unload some of those things in my prayer time, I could feel a lightness. I could feel a lifting of the heaviness because I found comfort in talking to him about it. I found that I could confide in him and I didn't have to worry about it being repeated or misunderstood because he knows our heart and the meditations of our heart. And so prayer really helped me because I was being honest and transparent with him about how I really felt. The second thing that helped me was serving. Serving. What that did was it allowed me to get the focus off of myself and it allowed me to put the focus on somebody else. So when I began to go out and find ways to be a blessing, it changed my demeanor. It lifted my spirits. Giving and being a blessing to somebody else really changed the way that I saw things in that season. And this is what happened. They didn't know the heaviness that I had in my heart. All they knew was I was there to be a blessing to them. But in my serving, I was so blessed because it helped me to see that there's somebody else who's dealing with some more trying situations than maybe I'm dealing with in this season. And I could be of assistance to them. There is something about giving yourself away. I believe it was Commission that had a song years ago. And it was the chorus said, love isn't love until you've given it away. And so I found myself giving the love of God away, and it changed everything for me. In many ways, I felt like I was like a wounded healer, you know, because I was hurting, but I was being a healer in the way that I was loving and being a blessing to others. And that gave me such a relief and such joy down on the inside until it helped heal that broken place in my heart, and it helped to heal the hurt that I was feeling during the holiday season. So those two things, prayer and serving, were instrumental in my being able to get through the holiday season. And I hope that it was a blessing to you and you'll put those things to use or at least share them with somebody else, because many people are challenged during the holiday season. So I hope that you'll share that. Amen. So let's talk about today's topic. Today's topic is on trusting God. Now, of all the things that I could talk about at the end of a year, I really believe that trusting God is positional, meaning when you make a conscious decision that you're going to trust God for whatever time that is remaining in 2019 and whatever God brings your way in 2020, make a conscious decision now to posture yourself that no matter what, you're going to trust God. I heard someone say years ago that trust was an acronym that meant totally resting upon the Savior today. I know that trust is something that is developmental, meaning the more you grow, the more you're able to trust. But let me challenge you at the end of this year that you make up your mind that you're going to focus on trusting Him and not allowing yourself to get caught up and worked up in situations that you don't know about or you don't understand. Our scripture reference for tonight's message is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, a familiar passage of scripture. The first part of it says, trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Another way of saying that is wholly and securely. Rely upon God's wisdom, power, and goodness. Rely upon the providence of His promises and for His direction and help in all of your affairs. That's what it means to trust in the Lord confidently, because you know that He has your best interests at heart. And listen, you know that it means to exchange what you think and what you desire for what he thinks and what he desires. Why? Because I believe without a shadow of a doubt that what he wants and desires for me is much greater and better and richer than anything I desire for myself. So with that in mind, I can wholly and securely rely on his wisdom. Why? Because I know at the end of the day, I'm going to win because he has my best interests at heart. The second part of that scripture says, lean not to thy own understanding. See, it's our understanding that gets us in trouble. When you understand something, you believe you know how it works, right? But what if you don't have all the information? What if you are operating with limited information? Then there's no way your understanding can be complete because you don't have all the information. So I believe that when we refuse or we resist the temptation to lean on our own understanding, I mean, that really makes it clear because I know that he is omniscient. That means he knows everything. And so when I refuse to lean on my own understanding, then I leave myself room to say, hey, listen, this is what I see. This is what I think I know, but I know this is not the whole story. I know my understanding is limited. And so I am not going to lean to my own understanding. And then the next part of the scripture says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. In other words, in all your undertaking and all your plans and all your actions, acknowledge him. That means that he is not just Savior, but this is when he becomes Lord. When in all your ways, you are willing to acknowledge him. What does that mean? That means that you are in a posture of trust. That means that you're praying. And you're asking God for direction and wisdom and guidance. That means that you are seeking him for understanding, seeking him for revelation. That means that you are acknowledging him in such a way that you want his best for yourself and for anybody else that you are praying for or that you're interacting with. The Hebrew translation of that word acknowledge means to know him. So that means that you want his wisdom, you want his counsel, you want his power, you want his goodness. So you're acknowledging him in all your ways. And then he promises to do something. He promises to direct your path. And isn't that what we want? The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Isn't that what we want? We want him to direct our path. Because let me tell you something. He's already got a plan. He already has a plan. He has already lined up the people, the places, and the things. All we have to do is get in line with him, align ourselves with him. That's something, huh? That's something that takes a certain level of maturity, right? Because you can't just be out here doing your own thing. Listen, trust means you can no longer be a Burger King. You know what a Burger King is, don't you? It's somebody that wants to have it their way. You can't have it your way and then get all of the riches and the blessings and the promises of God. There is an underlying word that is called submission. That means to come under the mission of God. When you are willing to submit to God, you can have everything that he has promised, but you can't have it if you're willing to do it your way. So that's what it means to acknowledge him in all of your ways. So let me ask you this question. What does trusting the Lord really look like? Especially when you don't know what to do, or when the circumstances seem overwhelming, or when things just seem out of control, or when you don't have control over the outcome. What does trusting him really look like? How can I trust him when all of these things are going on in my life? Well, I have three things to share, and they all start with an R. Maybe that'll help you to remember them. The first is real love. Real love is important because you got to know that he loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for your sins, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The real love, especially this time of year, came in the form of the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. The one who was the baby of Mary and Joseph, but he was the Son of God. and that is the demonstration of his love for us. He sent his son Jesus as the one who the Word of God says that for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And so we recognize this time of the year that the gift that he gave us through his son Jesus was the most important gift of all. And so that gift came out of his love for us. So you and I must remember that this is the time of the year when we give gifts, but we're doing it because God gave us gifts, and we're doing it to demonstrate our love, right? And so we know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten son. No greater love than a man have that he would lay down his life for a friend. So the R, the first R, is just real love. That's what helps me trust him, when I know that he really, really loves me. The second R is remember. Remember. You see, your memory is one of your greatest assets, especially in a battle. You have to know that your memory really is a weapon. Why? Because when you are able to recall the way that God saw you out, the way that he made a way out of no way, when you are able to remember that even in the face of your doubt and unbelief, God still saw fit to bring you out of that situation, that then serves as a memorial, right? Just like when Miriam crossed over the Red Sea and she and the others built a memorial there. Why? Because they wanted to remember the miracle that God had done for them. Many times we forget what we're supposed to remember, and we remember what we're supposed to forget. Let me say that again. Many times we forget what we're supposed to remember, and we remember what we're supposed to forget. My God. So we have to make a practice of remembering the things that God has done. That's why I journal. I journal because it helps me to remember. When I go back and look at my journal, and especially this time of year, I can go back to the beginning and I can see the things I was writing in January and the things that I had before God in prayer in February. And I can see how he made a way in March. And I can see how he, you know, kept me from getting ahead of him in April. I mean, I'm just telling you, remembering is so key, because when you remember, you can then say, just like that blind man, I once was blind, but now I see. In other words, your remembering is really the testament, the witness, amen, that God is faithful. So you got to remember. This third R really is rehearse. Now, rehearse is a little different from remember, because when I say rehearse, I'm really talking about the Word of God. You see, when you rehearse something, that means that you are bringing it to your mind just the way it is written. And so you are allowing yourself to bring it to repetition over and over again. A good example would be if you are practicing a dance routine, right? You have to rehearse that dance routine, and you have to make sure that you are moving in such a way that it's just based upon the way it's been choreographed. And you are making sure that you execute those moves in the exact same way, and you do it over and over again. And if you are dancing solo or you are part of a dance company, you got to make sure that you are doing that the same way in unison. That's what rehearsing the word will do for you. It will set it in your mind so that you know that this is what God has said. You know, I had a thought just now, and I'll share it with you. It reminds me of how when you do those dance moves, you know, everybody's wedding, that you end up doing the electric slide or some type of group dance, right? Well, that group dance, whether you participate in it or not, is choreographed. And each one of those moves, the cha-cha, whatever, each one of those moves has a beat that goes along with it. And those people who get out on the dance floor, you can tell who has rehearsed it and who is not familiar with it. When you get familiar with the word of God to the point where you can rehearse it and you can execute it, then you know what to expect next. Just like this passage we're going over today, I know that if I trust in the Lord with all my heart and if I lean not to my own understanding and if in all my ways I acknowledge him, he's going to direct my path. I can expect that. Why? Because I have rehearsed that over and over again. It gives me the ability then to have the word of God as a part of my daily arsenal. Why? Because I know that as I begin to speak that word has a life. That word is already settled in heaven. So I can speak that word over my life. I can speak that word over my circumstances. I can speak that word over my situations. And I can expect that God, who is faithful, is going to execute that word. Why? Because I have rehearsed it. And so rehearsing the word is really, really important. Listen, Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord thy God will be with you everywhere you go. So that's another passage of scripture that I have rehearsed. I have rehearsed that I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God, I have rehearsed that time and time again. I've rehearsed, you know, the word of God, and so that it is hidden in my heart, so that I may not have a physical Bible in front of me. But I've rehearsed that word enough that when the situation comes up, I know exactly what moves to make. I have a dear friend who I call my adopted mom, and she says, don't watch me, watch the moves I make. And that's what rehearsing will do for you. Rehearsing will cause you to function and to operate on such a level because you've got that word that you have been allowing to get down in your heart. When a cow is eating, they do something called chewing their cud. And that's when they eat and then they regurgitate it and then they chew it again and then they regurgitate it and then they chew it again. They're getting all of the possible nutrients out of the food that they're eating, because they are doing it over and over again. That's what rehearsing will do for you. It will cause that word of God to get down inside of you, and you'll keep getting more and more power from it and more revelation from it, because that's what the word is in place to do. So I will tell you, listen, if you want to get yourself in a posture for victory, not just for the end of 2019, but going forward into 2020, remember that he's got real love for you. Not like the love you may have experienced from man, but his love is agape. It's unconditional love. Then you got to remember the things that God has done. Remember the victories you have won. Remember the trials, the struggles, but also remember the way in which God has come through time and time again. And then thirdly, you got to rehearse. You got to rehearse the word of God so that it can get down in your spirit and you can begin to line yourself up with the word and watch the word work for you. Listen, I'm so glad that you tuned in today. I hope this message has been a blessing to you. I am so glad to have had the privilege to host this show, The Living Room. I want to say a special word of thanks to Kayla Patrick and the Finding My Way Network, as well as Josie Hopkins and Josie's Inspirational Network. This has been a phenomenal experience being a part of this team of network of radio shows. And I'm just excited about what 2020 will hold. Listen, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me on social media. I am on Facebook under Juliet Davis or Juliet Davis Ministries. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter using True_journey. I would love to hear from you. You can also email me at destinyempower@gmail.com. Send me a note. Just let me know that you heard the broadcast and how it impacted your life. I am so excited just to be able to share the things that God has given me, the things that He continues to reveal to me with a global audience. Wow. What a blessing. I know that this is an amazing experience. And I want to encourage you again through the holiday season and beyond, make sure that you are praying and make sure that you are serving. It will change your life. Listen, the Word of God has transformation power. May His Word change your life forever.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening to everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with your girl, Keita Key. Thank y'all so much for tuning in this evening. I am so excited about this interview, and let me tell you, Happy New Year to all of my listeners. I pray that you all have had a blessed year so far. I know we're just getting started, but 2020 is already starting off blessed. I am so excited about what God has in store, not just for me, but for all of you. Like I said, I'm just so excited to be here. And listen, if you want to hit me up, if you have any suggestions, any questions, if you have any prayer requests, or if you just want to say, what's going on, Keita Keith, how you doing? By all means, definitely hit me up on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. I can be reached at Keita Keith. That's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. Or you can email me at lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. So definitely, if you just have, or if you just want to shout me out, by all means, I would love to hear from you. Now, listen, we're going to go ahead and get started. I am super excited about this young lady that I have tonight. her name is Ms. Talisha Roberts. She hails from St. Petersburg, Florida, but is currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia. She is a comedian, an actress, a woman of God, and just a person with an awesome heart. She has a heart of gold. So please, y'all, I want to welcome Talisha Roberts, a.k.a. Sister Bertha Mae Jenkins. How are you this evening, Talisha?
I am good, Keita Keith. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Praise God. I'm excited. I am excited, too, because what our listeners don't know is that I first met you in Atlanta. We were working on the same project. It was Girls Got Jokes, which was a dynamite show. And I just want to send this quick shout out to my friend, Sister JJ, for writing and directing and producing that Dynamite show. But that is how we met. I was hosting, and you were actually one of the comedians that was part of this show. And we literally hit it off as if we had known each other for years.
Yeah, so, it felt like that. It was amazing. It felt like that.
Absolutely, it did. I mean, just a heart of gold, and just was praying for me, for safe travels, and checking on me when I got home. It was just amazing. So, listen, like I was telling my listeners that you are a comedian. So, just wanted to ask you, how long have you been doing comedy, and when did you know that this is something that you definitely wanted to pursue?
Well, I've been doing it just a short period of time, actually. Most people say I'm funny, so I've always been the person that would, if one of my friends was going through stuff, if they were crying about the situation, I was the person that would make them laugh about the situation. So
wow.
Girls Got Jokes came about with one of my friends telling me, you need to do this, because, of course, I do Sister Bertha Mae Jenkins, and those were just like five-minute improvs and things like that. So people just saying, you're funny, you should do it and everything like that. So a friend of mine, Leslie, that knows Sister JJ, she told me about it. And then that's how I really got on. I said, let me go ahead and, you know, give it a try. But a lot of people tell me I'm funny. So I just really actually been starting to pursue it even harder now before.
Okay, and speaking of Sister Bertha Mae Jenkins, now, where did Sister Bertha Mae Jenkins come from? Because she is hilarious.
Sister Bertha Mae came from, I was on a project, and she was Big Mama. And I just had the idea, they were calling me Big Mama on this particular project I was going to be on. So I decided to do something funny. Something just came to my mind, probably just a gift from God, basically, to do this, do these little skits, these little improvs, because I'm pretty quick on my, you know, I'm pretty good with the improv. So her name actually is that my mom calls me Bertha Mae, and she calls my sister Keosha Bertha G. So that's how... So that's how it started. So I'm Bertha Mae, and so Jenkins just rolled off the tongue, you know.
Right.
And I just started, you know, God gave me the idea to do it, and I started, you know, just doing it. I wasn't doing it a lot, you know, but I started, you know, coming up with topics and things off the top of my head and just improvising her. So actually my mom named her. My mom named her, and God just put the idea in me to do her. Yeah.
Okay. That is awesome. And you know what, when you said that Jenkins just kind of fit, you know what, I couldn't think of another last name other than Jenkins to go with Sister Bertha Mae. So that
worked
perfectly.
Yep, God just gave it right to me, just rolled right off the tongue.
Well, that that is awesome. I'm telling you, she is hilarious. Now, look, of course, you know, we want to let our listeners know a little bit more about you, but you are the grandma at T.I.'s Trap Music Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that correct?
That's right, baby.
So how did that come about? Because that is awesome. When I first heard that, I was like, oh, my goodness, that is awesome. So, yeah, let our listeners know how that came about.
Well, you know what? It's actually the favor of God, to be honest with you. That's how it actually took place, because I was going through a little something. I had lost my grandmother and like before Christmas 2016. So it was just really hard. And so I was sitting in my car, and I didn't know if I wanted to do comedy again. I tried to do Sister Bertha May again, but I couldn't do her. So one day I was just sitting in the car, and I was like, you know what, God? I need something. I need to act again. I need to get back out there. I can't let this. And my grandmother wouldn't want me to do that. So anyway, I'm sitting in the car and just really, you know, just trying to get myself together. And my friend LaLania, who I met 2 years prior, she called me up, and I said, and she was like, hey, I got a spot about to do, could you play the Grandma T.I.'s Trap House? And I was like, yeah. And it's like right after I asked God, it came through just like that. And so I was like, okay. And so she told me to come down. Now, this is what I thought really quick. I thought that I was auditioning, but I didn't audition.
Okay.
I had the part. I had the part. Because she was in a meeting, and they said, because when you come into T.I.'s Trap Music Museum, for those that have not been there, but not to spoil it, you come into the corner store, and then you come into my room, which is the living room / the bando. And they needed a grandma in there. And she was in a meeting, and she said, I got the perfect person. And she called me up. I'm thinking I'm going to interview, but I didn't. I got the part immediately, and I just started immediately. They gave me like a synopsis of what to say, you know, like, you know, I would get on the kids and say all kind of stuff to them and everything like that, make them laugh. So basically that's what I do. So they come in, I give them a hard time, basically talk a lot of smack to them. So that's how that, so I get to use my improv skills. So that gets that, that helps out a lot. And I really enjoy it. I'm in a place that I like to be. And everything like that, and other things are trying to evolve as well from that character, from being there.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, talk about the favor of God. You know, like you said, you're thinking you're going to audition, and you literally have the part. There is no auditioning.
Yeah.
So that is,
and it's
that
funny
is awesome.
How. Yeah, and it's funny how people look for me. You know, it's so funny how they look for me, you know, and if I'm not there, Grandma, I've had people come through, you know, a couple of times extra. They're like, Grandma, I was here the first time and you weren't here. And I'm like, I'm sorry, baby, you know, and things like that, you know. So it's just, they'll come through. And it's so funny how they'll talk to me, and they're like, you know, Grandma, they talk to me like I'm a real grandma. And I'm like, Grandma, I got a situation. So I've had a couple of them sit down and ask me for advice and be real serious about it. And then I use that time to, you know, say, God, you know, God, what to tell them. But I've had a couple of people actually ask me some stuff, you know, and Grandma stepped up and helped them grandbabies, because I love my grandbabies, even though they get on my nerves.
That is awesome. And that actually kind of segues into my next question. Do you see comedy as ministry? And actually what you just told me is ministry. You know, I mean, of course you are playing a character, but to have people to actually ask quote unquote grandma, you know, advice or to talk with you about their issues. So do you see comedy as ministry?
Oh, no, most definitely. But comedy is a healer, most definitely, because I've had situations in my life where I've had people laugh or look at comedy and good comedy, and I've been down, and then I look at it, I laugh, and I feel like as I laugh, the pain comes out of me as I laugh. So most definitely, comedy is a healer. It's a medicine. It's a medicine. It's a ministry, too, because you have to laugh, and I think a lot of us need to laugh more than what we're laughing. And I try to laugh as much as I can, because when you cry, you're going to cry, you know. So most definitely, I've had people come through and say, Grandma, you was the best. Or, Grandma, you made my day, or you made me feel good, Grandma. And that just really warms my heart, because I feel like I'm doing my job, you know. But most of all, I'm making somebody feel good about themselves. And that's the thing that I like about playing her, you know, and everything like that. She'll say some off-the-wall stuff. We don't do all that cursing and stuff like that, because a lot of times trap grandmas, they go in. And my whole, I want to go in a different direction, be funny, but go in a different direction from that, you know.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I know we've talked about this before. We're talking about clean comedy and how clean comedy can still be funny, you know, without all of, you know, without all the cursing and things like that. You know, of course, you know, you do have comedians that do. But, of course, we're talking about Christian comedy and clean comedy. So, and, you know, and I've had this question presented to me before. You know, do I find it hard to keep it clean? And, of course, my answer was no. I don't find it hard to keep it clean. So is that something I kind of want to present that question to you as well. And I know you said that you do it without the cursing, but do you find it hard to keep it clean, or is it easier for you?
It's easy for me because when I first started doing Sister Bertha May, I knew that she was going to be clean. You know, I didn't need that. Yeah. I feel like, no disrespect to any comics, but when it gets too much of a cursing or get too much of a vulgar, then you really don't have anything to say to me. You're relying on those lines to give you the oohs and the ahs. I don't rely on those lines. I rely on just what God gives me, what comes off the top of my head. I'll remember certain things that my grandma would say or my grandpa would say, or something funny like that. You know, I will remember that. But it's not hard for me at all. That's one thing I didn't, you know, want to be. Because I'm the type of person, I couldn't listen to a whole bunch of cursing anyway. You know, it's not like I've never heard it before. But, yeah, I don't find it hard at all.
Amen. Praise God. And it was something else that you said, too, before we segue into that question. You said that when you see other people laugh, it also makes you feel good. And that is something I think a lot of comedians can relate to, you know, whether they're Christian comedians or secular comedians or whatever. It's that it's not just a joy for the person that's receiving, but it's also it does something inside for the actual comedian as well. It's like it's therapeutic, I guess you would say. I that's the word I would use. It's therapy also for the actual comedian as well. To see people and to hear people laugh, you know, at the jokes or observations, because I always say that comedians, we just don't tell jokes, you know, we tell observations and things like that, or however your comedy is structured. So it's something I'm glad that you said that, because it also kind of brings insight to why we enjoy being comedians. It's not just to help the other people, it's also helping us as well. I definitely have found that to be therapeutic, you know, especially, you know, you're dealing with something. Of course, the life is going to happen, but it's all in, my pastor would say, it's all in how you respond. And so when you can still be going through the things that you're going through, but still be able to make others laugh and others be joyous, and like you said, laughter is healing, it does something to you on the inside. So I just wanted to kind of like just bring to light something, you know, what you said. So that's a joy within itself.
Yeah, I totally agree with it, because it helps it. I've been in my, like I said earlier, I've been in my situations where I've had, you know, I got some great friends and they've said some things to me, and it's like I'm going through a situation. I laugh and I cry till my side hurt, you know, and then it's like I can go back to my situation and look at it clearly. You know, I can go back and the situation's still there, but now that I've gotten that out of me through laughter, and it helps me to look at my situation clearer and be able to deal with it and know that all is well and everything's going to be all right, you know.
Absolutely. Wow, praise God. Praise God. Well, listen, what is next for Talisha Roberts, a.k.a. Bertha Mae Jenkins?
Well, you know, right now I got I'm supposed to do a comedy thing for someone. I didn't really want to say too much about it, but I'm supposed to do, because I don't want them to know it's me. I don't want them to know it's me, but I'm supposed to do, perform in a couple of months for someone to do a comedy show. So some of the people know me, but not all of them do. So I want to kind of not say that, but I'm supposed to perform in a couple of months. So, and just really taking day by day what opportunities come up for me and everything like that. And just, you know, believing God for things. So, and hoping to be contacted to, you know, to do other things. But right now I got a couple of performances this year that that's been coming my way. I'm supposed to get a little bit more details, but I'm supposed to do the singles thing for these singles and do some comedy. And the topic is going to be on how to date. So Sister Bertha May going to let them know how it's done, because maybe they're so stupid. They don't know what they're doing, bless their hearts, you know, anything like that. So I got to school these children on how to date nowadays, because they're jumping feet first in and then looking to God for a miracle to get out of their situation. You see what I'm saying? And everything like that. Sister Bertha May got to let them know. You know, because bless their heart, they just don't know what they're doing nowadays, sugar. See, people don't court nowadays. We don't court like we used to, and that's very important, you know, and everything like that. We meet them on Monday, and then they moved in our house by Tuesday, and almost got a tip of mother charge by Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So Sister Buster may trying to help these young folk out and school them on the art of dating and everything like that there. That's how I'm trying to
that's
do it.
I love Sister Buster May Dixon.
I love her. I love her. I thank God for giving her to me. So it's like, you know, I feel like this year is like more clarity, you know, that 2020 is more clarity. I just want to make as many people laugh as I possibly can, you know, and, you know, do more plays and TV and stuff like that. So I really believe that this is my purpose, you know, and everything like that. And just, I really do. I'm just really grateful to God, you know, and everything like that. So my goal for myself is just, you know, be intentional with spending more time with God so you can hear from God. And being intentional when God says go, you know, because he's not going to drop me, you know, and everything like that. So that's what I've just been working on, you know, personally. And I thank God for him giving me the outlet to make people laugh, you know, and have a good time. Because it's most definitely
praise
a healer.
God.
It makes you feel good. Yeah, it makes you feel good when people come back and say, you know what, you know, at the museum, they'll say, you know what, Grandma, you're my favorite. Or they'll leave comments, Grandma, you're my favorite. You made my day. I know I said that before, but it really touches my heart. And it's like I always give honor to God, you know, because he gave me the gift, you know. So this gift belongs to him. And I want to do the best I can to make, you know, be proud that God's proud of me, of what the gift that he gave me and to use it
praise
in the right
God.
Way.
Praise God. And that is awesome. That is awesome what you just said, that the gift came from him, and so you want to return it back to him. And I just think that's important that we understand, no matter what we're doing, whether we're comedians or singers or whatever it is that God has gifted us to do, that we want to make sure that God gets the glory out of it. And
100%
with it. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So that is awesome. So listen, let the people know how they can contact you.
Okay, well, the first, of course, you could contact me, Talisha Roberts, on Facebook. And so that's, of course, T-I-L-I-S-I-A Roberts on Facebook. Sister Bertha May is also on Instagram. And so that is Sister S-I-S-T-A underscore, and then you'll see Bertha and then M-J. And then my email address that I have created for her is just simply her initials, which is sbmj@yahoo.com. So those are the ways that you could contact me, and I'll contact you back. None of that foolishness, because I will do a Bible drive-by if I have to, okay? Well, you crazy people. For you crazy people out there that want to, you know, contact Sister Buster me about their foolishness. I ain't about their foolishness, but I'll do a Bible drive-by by your house, so don't try me like that. All right.
I love her. And
well,
look, you do that with the Bible drive-by with the holy oil. What's the holy oil?
That's right. That holy oil. You know you got two or three demons in you holy oil. Yes, you do, so stop lying to yourself.
goodness. Thank you so much for your time. I'm telling you, I've had a joy, and you are such a sweetheart. I just thank you so much. And let me tell you this, too. Everything that you say that you want to do this year, you are going to do it. You just speak it and believe it and receive it. And I put my faith with your faith and that those things will manifest and they will come to pass in the name of Jesus. I'm excited about what God is going to do. Actually, I'm excited about what he has already done.
Already done.
And
amen.
Yes. And we're believing God for the manifestation of it. So thank you so much, Talisha, a.k.a. Sister Bertha May Jenkins. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'm so honored to have you. I'm honored to have you in my life. I'm glad that God allowed our paths to cross, you know.
Thank
so
God.
I'm grateful to be here. This is my first one-on-one interview ever. You know, I've been on the radio with plays
God.
And stuff. So I thank God for that. This is a beautiful moment. I'm about to scream it from the mountaintop. So I'm so appreciative that you asked me and that you took the time, you know, to let me be on your show. So I appreciate you being in my life. We've only known each other for a little while, but it seemed like I've known you for years. So I'm appreciative of that. And I receive everything that you prayed over me and that you spoke over me. I receive it. I'm going to walk that manifestation out. And I pray that God continues to bless you as well. But everything that you desire, that you want, and things like that, I really appreciate this. I mean, this means more than you will ever know. This means more than you'll ever know. And I'm just really appreciative of it. I got mad love for you too.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you so much. Bless you. Praise God. Thank you so much. And look who over here cutting on you. Oh, I just. Well, bless you. Thank you so much. And listen, to all my listeners, thank y'all so much for tuning in with me this evening with Chet and Tucker with your girl, Keita Keek. And I pray the same thing for my listeners as well. I pray that that your 2020 and beyond will be blessed. And that everything that you are believing God for, that you will receive it. So speak it and believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you all so much, and you all have an awesome evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.